8:45, Tuesday morning with the Musers. That means biggest show coming to town this week here in 15 minutes. George had knee surgery about a week and a half ago, so it's time to check in on you, see how your rehab is coming, and I don't want to do that because I'm an amateur. So we have your surgeon, the guy who performed the actual operation.
Oh, you got Dr. House on the line?
No, the guy who actually performed the surgery joins us now. It's Snapper John, M.D. Good morning, doctor.
He is not my doctor.
Well, hello to George and Gordon and Greg.
It's Craig.
Craig.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we've got George here. Do you want to ask him any questions about his knee?
Well, George, how you doing? Good to talk to you.
I'm doing fine.
Okay.
I appreciate your concern. You did not perform the surgery, but I appreciate your concern.
Well, I don't know about perform. I did the best I could, you know. I've never actually done too many knee surgeries. I'm mainly more of a front bottom specialist for women's. But as a gynecologist, but I went ahead and did your knee surgery because I'm a big fan of the ticket, of course. And
well, we appreciate
that. I knew you were looking for quality medical care at a reasonable price and someone who would keep you in OxyContin. So I went ahead and stepped in.
I didn't take that.
And bring it down. All right, let me ask you a couple questions on the follow-up form here.
Okay.
Are you allergic to anything?
Actually, I am. I'm allergic to penicillin.
Penicillin. All right. Mm-hmm. How you spell that now?
You're a doctor. You should know.
Yeah, you should know how to spell that.
Well, I just never had to write that down because I'm not allergic to anything but one thing.
What's that?
Hispanic women who will testify.
Okay, now.
Oh, we're kidding.
Yeah, I just kidding.
Got my medical license back and everything's fine with that whole deal. Anyway. All right, now, previous surgeries you put down on your admittance form, you had ovary removal and tubalectomy.
No, I've never had a surgery. No, I've never had a surgery before.
Now, you're keeping the leg elevated, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, now, for three hours a day, you need to put your ankles behind your head. You doing that?
I don't know if I'm doing that, but I'm elevating the knee, I would say.
Also, put some ice on the swelling if you have an erection that lasts more than 4 hours. I'll tell you that.
I haven't had that happen, no.
You are having erections, aren't you?
Not any more than anyone else, I wouldn't think.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Did you have an erection yesterday?
I don't think so. I don't know. What does that have to do with my knee?
All right, let's bring it on back.
Bring it back down.
Now, you now is the wound still bleeding?
No.
Okay, you were having some problems with that a little bit earlier?
Yeah, but that was no big deal.
Yeah, okay, well, I want to take full mea culpa on that. That was my fault. I couldn't, you know, what happened was I couldn't find any surgical thread when I was sewing you back up, so I used some yarn. There was a woman that was knitting out in the waiting room, so I used that there so that wasn't holding too well. I need you to come back in.
Mm-hmm.
Because the strangest thing happened, my next surgery right after you now. I couldn't find my scalpel, and so I think I may have left that in your body somewhere.
Left it in my body?
Yeah, and I only have one, so I need you to go ahead and come on back in. We get that out of you, lickety split, take no time at all.
That doesn't sound like fun.
And also, I think I dropped my pen in your wound, too.
Your pen?
And normally I'd say, don't worry about it, it's just an old Bic pen, but this is a Mont Blanc, so I'm going to need that back, so come on in.
Well, yeah, and I don't want it in my knee if
you're
going to
have another surgery, George.
I guess so.
We'll open you back up, and also I lost my house key, so I think that may be in you, too.
Your keys?
Yeah. You better believe I ain't giving away no more keys now. Now, how's your butt, George? How's your butt? Let's get down to it here.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, you called up the office complaining about having the butt vomits. Side effect.
I did not.
Vomits.
No.
It's a natural side effect. That's okay.
Of the surgery?
No, you died. You can't be eating buckets of bacon and sour cream and five-day-old Mexican food and think you ain't going to have a little rectal revolt every once in a while.
Well, I don't eat that, and I haven't had that problem, so you must be thinking of somebody else.
Greg, you ought to see this great guy he is. It's crazy. I went over to his house, and I ate some of his five-alarm chili, and I had flaming-ass guys shooting out of my rear last about 3 days now.
As a doctor, shouldn't you be asking about the digestive system and not really the butt?
Well, maybe because that's on my mind, because the biggest show coming to town, coming right up, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah.
DJ Butt make the list?
No, DJ Butt's not coming to town.
Is he coming to town?
Everybody loves DJ Butt.
Yeah, I like DJ Butt.
All the kids like him. Mm-hmm. DJ Butt, I love his music. He got that song, Bubble Butt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Donut Butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Butt Butt. And holler if you got the butt. Booty Butt. Butt Booty. And Junkie Booty. And all them kids singing Doo-Doo Booty now. I tell you what, that thing is popular in my house. I'm glad.
Yeah, I didn't know one man could write so many songs about the butt.
All right, George, I tell you what, I'm going to head by your house today, and we're going to sit down, break a little bread, and I'll open up that knee again, get you clear off the kitchen table.
No, we're not doing that.
We get you all fixed up now, right?
Okay. We'll see you, Doc.
Hey, and maybe we'll do something about getting you a nice erection going.
All right, would you stop it?
Bring it down now.
Okay, bring it down.
Bring it down.
There is Snapper John, MD. All right, it is 8:50 here on Sports Radio 1310, 96.